listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Come on and praise God, somebody. Raise up your right hand and repeat after me. In the name of Yahshua, I command the good side of me to overpower the evil side of me. And now I decree and declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Therefore, I take this authority and I subject the flesh. And I subject every evil thought to come under compliance. So the teaching of God's word, in the name of Yeshua, I speak it and it shall be so. Come on and praise God, somebody. Amen. Today, we will be teaching about the spirit, soul, body, and faith. A lot of people believe that the heart that you serve God with is in your chest. But no, it's not. And some of you are very surprised to know that you have more than one heart. You have a physical heart and you have a spiritual heart. Hello? Which is about to attack you any minute. Because within this spiritual heart lies evil and good. And if it hasn't started yet, it will begin very shortly, where good is going to be fighting against evil and evil fighting against good. Because some people only want to stay inside when the music is high and the praise is high. But when it is time for teaching, the evil side of you wants to go outside and hang out, as hot as it may be. And the evil side of you never want to fall asleep until it is time for the word. And you wonder why every time it's teaching time you have a headache. That is because you're stressed out. You're stressed out how you're going to just sit there for this long time. Hello? Come on and say amen. There is a heart that is located in your brain. Within that heart is your will, your emotion, your spirit, and your soul. And because of that will, that's why some of us can't see the change. Because your will dictates to your emotions. I will not listen. I will not do that. I will not. I will not. I will not. That will. That is the same will that Lucifer used to destroy himself. What did Lucifer say? I will ascend my throne above God. I will become greater than God. I will. God said, he create good and evil. And I believe the evil that God has created is will. The word of God is living and active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. The only thing that can divide the spirit from the soul is the word of God. Hence, you don't have a need to be afraid of anyone. Anyone that said that I am going to kill you, I am going to take your life, you don't have to dread that person. You should only fear the one that can destroy both body, soul, and spirit. And only one person can do that, and it's the ultimate of all ultimate. Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. Now you see why we serve him? God can allow you not to exist and own can allow you not to exist. When this body is dead, you still exist. Is that miraculous? So look at somebody and tell them, this body is not me. It's only a part of me. Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. And look at another person and say, that's why you cannot destroy me. Come on, look at somebody and say, you don't have power to destroy me. So you can talk about me all you may. Hello? And you can destroy my character all you want. You cannot destroy me. Because there is more to me than that which is seen. Oh, I wish somebody would bless God. You are so important and you are so significant that the real you can no man see. Hello? Some of us allow people to put us into depression to the point where we forget who we are and whose we are. You can go back to your seat. So we see that the spirit can be divided from the soul. Our belief and attitude are determined in large degree by our faith. If you have faith that which you speak will take on life and eventually comes to fruition, you will be careful what attitude you display and what words leave your mouth. Some of us are so quick to speak, and we love to say, this is how I am. I just tell it like it is. Those people are not 100% there. There is a mental situation going on. Hello? What did the word of the Lord charge us to do? Be swift to listen and be slow to speak. Repeat after me. Even the fool, Solomon says, when he holds his peace, seems wise. So you see how you can be deceived? Because if a foolish person understand how to control themselves, they can deceive you and you put them in position thinking that they are wise. They're stupid as can be. This will play a great part in our process thinking, a great role in our thinking pattern. So one day, or should I say our day-to-day thinking will have an impact on our emotions and our feelings, and our emotions and feelings will have major impact on our behaviors. So you know, I came to the full conclusion of the whole matter. You got to check your feelings. Your feelings will deceive you every time. And that's why we don't serve God, because we feel like serving God. That's why we are not here today, because we feel like coming to church today. We are here because we know that God is to be served. The only reason why you're sitting, some of you are sitting right now, listen to me, you're so sitting out of respect, because some of you would love to just get up and go. Hello? But is it good for you to sit there and listen? Come on and say amen. So the way we think and the way we feel bring about our attitude. So because you feel like telling somebody a piece of your mind, you just lose it. Hello? Do you just get up and kill somebody because you feel like killing them? Hello? Sometimes somebody gets you upset and you feel like you would slap them in the face. Do you just get up and slap them in the face because that's what you feel like doing? So then you have control. Hello? We have control over our feelings. And that's why you cannot marry someone because you feel like marrying them. And that's why you cannot just love someone because you feel like, because tomorrow that feeling won't be there. You have to love someone because you ought to love people at all costs. So you know why some of us treat people unkindly? Hello? You only treat people unkindly because you can't see who they are. And you want to be nice to those that look nice. And those that don't dress so nice, you don't even want to shake their hands because you think they have some kind of a disease or something. And it's a people? Yeah, nobody wants to love this guy because his eyes are bulging out of his head. But his heart might be great, because some of the nice, pretty people are the ones that goes to the bathrooms and don't wash their hands. But those are the hands you want to shake. Hello? And the people hands that you don't want to shake, most of the time those are the cleanest. his hands. Because people are never what they seem. Hence, it behooves us to love people because they are people. Not because they're Jamaicans or Haitians or Americans, black or white. People are people. So I do find out that some of us are sick and we don't know what is going on with us. And so we are spending money at the doctor trying to find out what is wrong with us. And coming to find out that your physical heart is all right, but the hidden man is not all right. And when the hidden man is sick, the physical heart gets sick. Oh, you didn't know that. Peter said, this is how Peter describes the inner man as. He described the inner man as the hidden man of the heart. So within the heart, that's where the hidden man lives. He hides himself. I tell you, you don't know yourself. Hello? It is the center of one's being. Proverbs 4:23, I'm going to ask you to put that up on the screen for me. So I was going over some mental stuff. And what is it that caused people to be mentally ill? Come to find out that psychiatrists, psychologists, and doctors of all kinds can't really find a true cause as to what is it that makes people go cuckoo. One, they said it's hereditary. If you have a crazy person in your bloodline, it is possible that you can give birth to a crazy person. Hello? And then they said that another thing that causes a lot of people to be mentally ill is stress. So I come to find out that if it was not for the mercies of God, we're leading a bunch of crazy folks because you just stressed out over everything. You can't even praise God. And you can tell where a person's mind is when you listen to what is coming out of their mouth. Hello? You got to know when to take away yourself, extricate yourself from some people, and leave them by themselves until they come back to themselves. Because sometimes they're not themselves. Hello? Okay, he put up the verse. I'm going to start from the verse 21. He said, let them not depart. He's talking about the word of the Lord, that you should not keep your eyes from the word of the Lord and how you should. Let them not depart from thine eyes and keep them in the midst of thine heart. Not this heart in your chest, but the heart up here. Let them not depart. If you let the word of God depart out of your heart, then you're a mental basket case. Because it is the words of God that keep you sane and give to you perfect peace. Come on and say amen. Let's read on a little more. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. So listen, I wonder why I said to all their flesh. So sometimes it's because your heart is not hearty while you have an eye problem. It affects your eyes. Hello? And sometimes because the heart is not hearty, it affects your legs. Hello? The sister said she got healing in the right leg and then the pain hopped over to the other leg. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Which heart? The one in your chest? Come on, say the one in my head. Because that heart is so fragile. It said you should keep it with all diligence, which simply means you've got to pay attention. You've got to feed it. You've got to take care of it. Feed it with good things. Don't encourage malicious things. Don't encourage depression. Keep your heart with all diligence. Listen, for out of it are the issues of life. Hello? He said, put away from thee a forward mouth. So you can help it. Don't tell me that's the way you are born. And don't tell me that used to be the attitude of your mother. Hence, now you become a product of your mother. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't have to be so rude. Put it away from you. Say, neighbor, there is a choice. Put away from you a forward mouth and a perverse lips. Then he went back again and he said, put far from thee, and let thine eyes look on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. I tell you, you're turning around to see everything. You don't have to see everything. Said neighbor, mind your own business. And then you tell me that you don't know how you get over there. Ponder the path of your feet, that all thy ways may be established. God desires to establish all of our ways. The heart is the center of a man's character. Which heart? The heart up here. It is the center of your character. Hence, you must protect that. Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. So is it possible for a safe person to be mentally ill? Yeah? I need a mic runner. You had your hand up earlier, sir?
Yeah. Thank you. I was just referring to the part where it was talking about the forward lips. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, I think I covered this a couple months ago. If we understand how we're made up, then we can fix certain things. Like, Bishop would know, hey, if the car is acting a certain way, it's the starter or something. Mm-hmm. So you have your amygdala. And this, before it goes, the thought goes to the frontal lobe. The amygdala, they said, before evolution, that's all we had. Like, you didn't know how to think rational. Mm-hmm. And it controlled fears and all these other things. So when you say something to me and I'm swift to speak, they call it amygdala hijack. Prior to it going to the frontal lobe, you just speak whatever comes to your mind. So that's why the Bible says that we should be slow to speak and swift to hear, because the amygdala is not the rational part of us. So wait before you speak, let it get to the frontal lobe, and it's going to tell you, hey, it's not worth it. Just relax. And so just bringing light to what you're saying.
Okay. Come on, I give him a hand clap. Amen. Now, let me kind of break down a little bit of what he just said. Bring it to layman terms so you can understand. What the psychologists or the different theories come up with, they're saying before the Big Bang theory, because they believe that creation is a Big Bang that just came and this explosion and things just happened, right? What they're saying then is prior to God creating man, or prior to man eating then, if I should break that down, eating of the fruit, they wouldn't know right from wrong, so to speak. Because after they ate the fruit, they became like God, and now they begin to think like God, and now they're understanding that they have will to do whatever. Hello? Because God said, in the day you eat of this fruit, you shall what? Surely die. So they don't understand the spiritual realm of what took place. So they're saying now, oh, after this Big Bang, whatever, 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 then this happened and man begin to bring things to the front and look. But let me explain it to you. Is after man ate the fruit that God said he should not have eaten, then evil sets in, because they never had a chance to eat of the tree of life that would allow them to live forever. Oh, somebody bless God. God thrust them out of the garden prior to that. So Pastor Gail, I want to ask you, sir. So is it possible for a safe person to be mentally ill? Yes, sir. I want to hear what you have to say, since that is your field of expertise.
Definitely a believer can be mentally ill. David faced with the same problem.
Is it a believer, sir, or a person that goes to church? Can a true believer, because remember when we say believer, we're saying that I believe Christ, I am a part of Christ, you know.
I think a true believer can be mentally affected.
Okay.
Like David says, Lord, my heart is not haughty. It's not functioning right up here. The heart is pumping good, but up here.
The heart up here.
It's not haughty, it's not doing good.
So it's mentally, something mentally is happening.
It's mentally affected at this moment. We all pass through our id moment once per day. Mm-hmm. Now we can make a choice to stick with the id and we become mentally crazy. Now we could, I think Brother Rockwell done an awesome job about the frontal lobe.
Mm-hmm.
I lift my cap to you. But because with the frontal lobe, mm-hmm. It's a very thin line between your good and your evil. And every time the good popped up, evil said, I'm right here next to you. As Paul says, every time I try to do good, evil present, you cannot have one without the other. You have a right hand and a left. You have up, you have down.
You have light, evil, you have good.
It's the same thing. So within the frontal lobe, every time God speaks, Bishop preached a sermon some years ago that said the devil run ahead of the miracle. Every time the good is about to happen, evil pops up. And that's why Solomon said, when you pray, go into your closet and do it secretly, because there's a little bird on that windowsill and it will drive you crazy. So if we, can I talk a little bit? That's why we were encouraged to let the mind that was within Christ.
In us. The same mind.
The same mind of Christ. And that's why we're also encouraged to gird up the lines of our mind.
Yes.
Because as true believers, if we allow it,
it will run away.
It will truly run away. But I believe that a sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled believer cannot be crazy.
All right now. Thank you.
And that's the difference.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. I'm happy that you made that interjection. Because if the Holy Ghost, I'm coming, if the Holy Ghost is in control, if he is in control, he is going to fight evil for you. Come on. And that's why I tell people, don't you mistake it that the person that is running up and down and speaking in tongues is filled with the Holy Ghost. He's a person that is overcoming. He's a person that is overcoming. He's the person that is overcoming. He's the person that is fighting against evil and soaring towards good, because that is the power of the Holy. Come on and say amen. You know, if it hadn't been for your good side, you wouldn't be in church today. So it's working. Hello? Some of us are tired and some of us don't want to see some people, but goodness prevails. Oh, somebody ought to praise God. And some of you need to walk over and hug those persons that you don't want to see and let goodness prevail even yet the more. Oh, somebody praise God. Sometimes you got to jack up the flesh and said, you are going to sit down. You got to treat your flesh like a child. Hello? You know I love Jesus. I tell you how much I love Jesus, right? I'm coming to that other person, Sister Anita. Jesus just allowed evil to take him up on the mountain. How many times I explained that to you? Because Jesus knows that goodness is in control of him. And Jesus didn't make up a lot of noise, you know. Jesus just said, it is written, get behind me. You don't have to cuss anybody out. You just have to say, it is written, get behind me. He said, Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Yeah, that child that is disturbing you in class. Just said, Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Miss, she just called me Satan. No, I just rebuked Satan. I didn't rebuke you. Oh, you are wonderful. And then the person's going to go, she's calling me wonderful. And I just tell her the B word. Of course you're wonderful. You're just possessed. If I can get that devil out of you, you'll be perfect. Right. Oh, come on and bless God. There's nothing wrong with the neighbor that is sitting beside you. Oh, if you could just get your hand on that evil side and said, get hence behind. The good man bring good things out of the good store, out of the good that is stored up in his heart. Can you repeat that? The good man bring good things out of the goodness that is stored up in his heart. So if you don't store up goodness, goodness will not come out of you. And repeat now, but the evil man bring out evil that is stored up in his heart. Guard your heart. Why should we guard our heart? Because it can go crazy. When your will is destroyed, hello? When your emotions are destroyed, can it be destroyed? Can your emotion be destroyed? Do you know you can go crazy that you just sit one place and there is no emotion? You can't cry. You can't groan. You don't know anybody. There is no emotion. Proverbs 23:7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. It's not everybody that invites you to eat and drink. Heart is with you. That was the display I did to you earlier. So you have to be careful. Hello? Repeat after me. The heart that I serve God with has a voice, and it does speak. It tells me when to move, and it tells me when to be still. Last one, Proverbs 27:19. As in water, face answereth to face. In other words, as in a mirror, face answereth to face. So the heart of man to man. Hello? I told you that it has a voice. And don't tell me that when you did evil, there was not a voice telling you not to. Because so as the face in water, so as the heart, man to man,
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Tune in next week at the same time for part two of this message.
Within your love's embrace, where all I want is what you have for me.